Stuart Fleetwood joining me here on Diverse FM after the game against Gateshead. Pleasing to score, an equalising goal, but disappointment not to have taken all 3 points?
Yeah, in the end, but I think going 2-0 down at the break, you know, we did well to get back into it. So we're very disappointed with the start we made today, and the manager's let us know his thoughts on that as well, and we were very frustrated, as were the fans as well. So good character to get back into it, but no, we're probably lucky to get a point in the end.
After such a good home performance in the pre-season, 3 games against league opposition, no goals conceded, how frustrating was it 2 down within 35 minutes here against Gateshead?
Very, especially the nature of the goals, very sloppy. You know, we've let Hatch come off and turn. You know, he shouldn't be letting him do that. For the second goal, that was, sorry, and then there's obviously a set piece for the first goal, which we've worked really hard on, you know, the pre-season. So to be as strong as we were pre-season, I know obviously not as competitive, but you know, we're very disappointed, and we'll be working on that Monday morning.
You left the field at half time with a few boos from frustrated fans. Can you appreciate their reasoning for doing that, so albeit so early in the season?
Yeah, of course. You know, we always know expectations are going to be high, and we know the pressure's on us. But you know, I think some of us thrive off it, and I think the players we've got here are all strong lads. And you know, we understand that completely. You know, we're as frustrated as them. But I think, you know, well, I think hopefully they'll be happy to see our character that we came out in the second half and put things right.
The manager said that he let you all know in no uncertain terms what he thought. Is he, you know, throwing things around, hairdryer treatment, or is it very constructive as to how he puts his feelings across?
I think when it's needed to be. I think some of the lads, you know, we do need a kick up, you know, kick at the backside sometimes. So half time was very mellow. We knew what we needed to do ourselves, so we sort of had a chat, you know, between ourselves. Then the manager sort of G'd us up, and then at the end, you know, he sort of let us have it, because you know, we deserved it. You know, we were sloppy in the first half, the tempo wasn't right. We've worked so hard pre-season and in all the games to start right and start a good tempo, and it didn't happen today. So the manager's let us know, and you know, we can understand his frustration as well.
You turned it around in that second half. It was great work from yourself and Scott Rendell to begin with, to set up John Shaw. He'd only been on the pitch 15 minutes. Those trio working so well together.
Yeah, it was. I think it was probably the first, you know, decent move that we'd had. I played a little 1-2 with Scotty, and managed to fizz it across the box, and knew John would be there. You know, you don't score 35 goals without being there. And he was in the 6-yard area for a tap in. So yeah, it was nice to get that on the board, and we knew once we get one, we get another.
And that came 10 minutes later. Janos Kovacs with the assist. Everything seemed to stop and go in slow motion, apart from yourself, who played to the whistle and fired into the back of the net.
Yeah, they all stopped. Gateshead, they wanted offside. I haven't seen it again, so I'm not too sure. But obviously Janos, with a misguided header, you know, landed at my feet, and luckily I've hit it quite sweet, and it's ended up in the bottom corner. So it's always nice to get off the mark. You know, as a striker, especially with the striking talents we've got here, it's important to get off the mark as early as possible, and to not play great, you know, personally, but to set up one and score one, I'm very happy with.
And you said that Janos is headed there. As a striker, you play, you just carry on, and you hit the back of the net, and then you wait for anything after that.
Yeah, exactly. You know, every good striker is, you know, taught to play to the whistle, and I think even if the whistle had gone, I'd have probably still hit it. So you know, that's just the way it is. You go until you're told otherwise, and you make sure that you work the keeper. And I said, luckily, I caught it quite sweet.
The opening day of the season, it always seems a long time until April, the end of the season. But we suddenly find ourselves with 2 more games in the next week, and it must be difficult for players having come through the pre-season to have 2 quick games in 2 evening games coming up.
Yeah, I think we're all quite fit though. We've been playing sort of Saturday, Wednesdays during pre-season. We've had, you know, quite a lot of games, I think, for a pre-season, and we've all, you know, chopped and changed with what, you know, haven't got a massive squad this year either. So the lads are, you know, plenty fit enough, and we'll be happy that we can go to Kidderminster and try and put today's performance behind us, and take on the positives of our, you know, our strong character that we showed in the second half, and go there to try and get 3 points.
And then, of course, promoted Hyde on Friday as well for one in front of the TV cameras. A bit different for yourself as far as your daily routine, having a Tuesday Friday.
Yeah, it'll be different, but we'll set up properly. We'll probably be in Wednesday for a cool down after the game on Tuesdays. You know, it's not too far to travel. And then obviously I'm not sure the arrangements, whether we go up the night before to Hyde. You know, it's quite a distance for us, and obviously be on TV, it'll be, you know, their first game on TV for a while, I would have thought, so they'll be up for it, and you know, we'll be obviously a big scalp going down there, but you know, as we always are, but we know the pressure's on us, but you know, we'll rise to it again.
Thanks very much. Okay. We're talking to Diverse FM.